You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Rangers are in full swing of spring training. Let's catch up with T.R. Sullivan of what is going on with the Texas Rangers. I'm Allison Footer. T.R., as I am talking to our reporters and doing podcast to podcast, the one overlying theme that everyone seems to have in common is that the expected starters, the expected starting pitchers for the regular season are really not doing a whole lot this first week of games, mainly because spring training is extra long this year because of the World Baseball Classic. Teams are still treating it as if it's a normal time. And so I guess that's not any different from the Rangers either, right? Because I know Cole Hamels is a little bit behind. Is that just the case with everybody?
Well, yeah. Cole Hamels is working in the backfield. He threw a simulated game the other day. He's not in any hurry. Yu Darvish wants to pitch an A game, so he pitched in one game already, but then he went to the simulated game. The alarming news for the Rangers is Andrew Kasha has some soreness in his bicep, and he's going to have to be looked at. He wasn't pitching in A games either, but you know he's down a little bit, and that could be a big blow for the Rangers because he was their number four starter going into spring training.
That is a little bit alarming because I mean we've talked a lot throughout the offseason just kind of how they're constructing the starting staff. Didn't really seem like they had a lot of wiggle room for anything not to go right. I know that there's guys that they're sort of having their fingers crossed in terms of being able to produce that have question marks. I mean, do you feel like they can even overcome any kind of injuries to this rotation?
Well, they're going to have, you know, they still have A.J. Griffin, and he looked very good the other day. He could be a solid fourth or fifth starter for them, so that's the good news. They kind of like this kid, Michael Hochschild, that they got from the Astros in the Rule 5 draft. And Nick Martinez and Chichi Gonzalez, the two young pitchers, have been in the system for a long time. They've been in and out of the rotation. Maybe this will be the spring training where they blossom. That would be a huge boost for the Rangers.
Okay, so let's talk about a little injury news. Sam Dyson, sprained right wrist. How much should we be alarmed on this? Is this going to sideline him for a while?
No, I think that'll get cleared up here pretty quick. I still think he'll pitch in the World Baseball Classic. I think Kashner right now is the big news in camp because it's a bicep tendon, and that's not good. So I think Dyson would be ready to go for the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, no, that is definitely not good. Okay, and then Josh Hamilton. I mean, I'm not sure how much they were expecting from him, if anything. But already he's out for at least half the season with knee surgery. I don't know. When is it? Is it kind of nearing the time where we think that maybe Josh Hamilton is a former Major League Baseball player? It just doesn't seem like his body can hold up.
Yeah, it's not good, Allison. He came into camp feeling great. He had the reconstructive knee surgery. And he wasn't here a week or two when he already started feeling pain. And now he's going to have more cleanup surgery. You know, maybe this will work. Maybe it won't. I mean, you just can't count on anything right now with Josh. I mean, he's trying hard, he wants it bad, but it's just not happening right now for him, and it's not looking good.
I wanted to ask you about a story that appeared on the Rangers website written by our pal Joe Posnanski about Jake Diekman. You've written a lot about his issues, with his disease issues, not on-field issues, and just how much it can affect a person. It's just a person who's just trying to live a normal life, let alone someone who's trying to play Major League Baseball at the highest level. He's just, and I like the way that he's been very outspoken about his ailment and just what he has to deal with just on an everyday basis. What kind of guy is he? He seems like he wants to be an inspiration for other people who are going through similar things.
Yeah, he's been very upbeat this spring. He's been in spring training. He's been in a good mood, very jovial. He's been at every workout. He's been out on the field. He kind of looks like a coach out there. Hanging out, but he's been with the Rangers all through spring training. He did the Facebook Live thing the other day about his situation. He's talked to anybody and everybody who wants to interview him about the situation. I mean, he's really pushing the message. He's, you know, seems to be enjoying spring training. Obviously, he'd rather be pitching right now, but I think he's making the best of the situation, and he's doing what, you know, great athletes do, is that they use their platform and their pulpit to spread the right message.
Yeah, good for him. Okay, so the last thing I'm going to ask you is we're surveying all of our reporters. You have been covering baseball for an extremely long time, and so I'm sure you have many, many good memories. But is there some specific thing that you could tell us about the time that you've covered baseball, following the Rangers around, that kind of stands out to you as a special memory?
Well, any time you cover the World Series, it's special. I've covered a bunch of them. I've lost count. You know, I still remember my first one covering the 1989 earthquake in San Francisco. I'd gone to the University of San Francisco. I was very familiar with the area, and I remember sitting in the upper deck of Candlestick Park when the earth shook, and you know, seeing the smoke across the bay from the freeway, and you know, my partner Jim Reeves from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, he and I sitting there in the upper deck, and he was listening to the radio, and next thing he says was, "The Bay Bridge has collapsed." And, you know, it was like the most stunning words I've ever heard in my life. I mean, I've been across the Bay Bridge 1,000 times. Fortunately, he was a little exaggerated, but just the whole earthquake in San Francisco was probably, you know, that was my first World Series, but that's probably my most vivid memory about, you know, going to the World Series and covering a major news event that was way beyond the World Series.
And you're from that area, right? So were you also, like, affected just from being from the Bay Area?
Well, I was out there covering the World Series, and the Fort Worth Star-Telegram had me do the lead news stories for 3 days. And
wow,
you know, and it was, I don't want to say exhilarating, but you're a reporter and you're covering a big news story for a major newspaper. I mean, that's what we all signed up for, and that's what I was doing. And it was a pretty incredible experience to do that, to, you know, write the page one story on the biggest story in America.
I didn't know that happened. I'm going to have to look in the archives, see if I can find that. TR, thank you so much. Get back to it, and we'll talk to you next time. Thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.